This is Ozarks at Large. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Operations Manager at KUAF, Pete Hartman. Welcome back.
Hello, thank you.
Good week so far?
You know, it has been.
When you were last here, we talked about an addition to the weekend lineup, Hidden Brain.
That's right.
You have another addition.
We've already added to that. In fact, we added to it last week, is just after I had been on. Yeah, it's called Planet Money / How I Built This.
Now, these are two podcasts that I'm familiar with.
That's right. And basically, I think NPR, what they've done is melded them together into a one-hour program that's really pretty nice. Of course, if anyone has even heard some of Planet Money stuff on Morning Edition, all things considered, that's a straight-up economy program. They take a look at what is going on with money.
You do not have to be an economist to get into it. They take all sorts of different angles.
And it's a fun thing to listen to. It really is. The other thing, which I've just for me personally, I have more interest in this. It's called How I Built This, which first I got really excited because I was like, oh, remember the show on TLC or, you know, How It's Made?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, they're doing How It's Made for radio? But no, actually,
it's a little bit more esoteric.
It's entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. It's business starters. It's people. How did they do it? What was it like for you? Some of the featured guests they've already had, founders of Lyft, Patagonia, Zappos.
Yeah,
I think
the shoes.
That's shoes,
yeah.
But it's more than that, right? Don't they get in shipping? Spanx, Samuel Adams. So it's some neat things, and I think listeners are going to like it.
So it's Sundays at?
Sundays at that's 7. Sundays at 7 p.m. I believe usually you'll hear the Planet Money stuff within the first half hour or so, and then the How I Built This follows that. But Guy Raz hosts the
Who is
How I Built This.
You recognize him from the TED Radio Hour.
Exactly.
Before Sunday, some things going on that you as community spotlight person know?
As always, it's, you know, I keep saying, oh, it's a busy week. It seems like it's always a busy week with things going on throughout this region. Tonight, a panel forum called Forget Fake, How to Get to Real News. That's taking place on the U of A campus, the Reynolds Center.
Which is associated with the business college, the Walton Business College.
Okay. And, of course, that's free and open to the public. Actually, I believe it starts at 6.
Right.
Fulbright College has started a new series, Fearless Conversations. What they are, semi-annual panels that are related to something going on in the U.S. And their first one is tonight. Actually, that's today at 5. It's called Memorials, Monuments, Symbolic Protests. Again, there will be a panel they'll discuss, and there'll be audience participation. That's 5 to 7 p.m. tonight on the U of A campus. The last thing I want to talk about, this will be Saturday and Sunday, this weekend. Actors portray historical figures from Fayetteville's past who are interred, buried, at Evergreen Cemetery.
Evergreen Cemetery, the one that's kind of just adjacent to the University of Arkansas campus.
Right off a parking lot from there, exactly. And I guess is the oldest cemetery in Fayetteville?
I think it has origins in the oldest one, but I think it may have moved. We did a story on this several years ago, and I do not recall the exact details.
It's always, and it's been years, but I used to live just on the backside, and to walk through there in the fall time about now was always
spectacular.
So cool. I need to do that again. Nice. So anyway, if y'all would like to know more about those and many more things going on this week, the community calendar, and that's KUAF.com.
Pete Hartman is our operations manager. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.